I think the publication of the site of one vaccination centre without actually explaining the other probable options that will be available was indeed confusing. I think that my understanding will be that if, when vaccine comes into the county to be given to a particular cohort, what will happen is the vaccine will be available to GPs, pharmacists, as well as the mass vaccination centre. So I suppose the way to look at it would be if you are in any part of the county, what you will do is hopefully be able to book online for a vaccine and actually choose where you want to have it. Now, if it's in Mobile, you could choose to have it potentially in the doctor's surgery, the pharmacy, or indeed some dentists are also in discussions with the HSC about giving this. And if for some reason you decided that you prefer to go to Letterkenny, that option is open also.
Earlier this week, we heard the Taoiseach saying that the mass vaccination centres are up for review, and if an extra one would be needed for a certain area, then that can be considered. Do you feel then that the one for Donegal is sufficient?
I think it very much depends, Catherine, on the amount of vaccine we actually get. If we get a small amount of vaccine on a rolling basis, I think having 2 to 3 centres open with healthcare personnel, but only being able to administer a small number, would be a complete waste of resources. So it very much depends. This is very much, there are 2 or 3 moving wheels at the same time. If we suddenly got 100,000 vaccines to vaccinate all of the target population in Donegal, naturally we would need numerous vaccination centres. But if we're only getting 1,000 a week, we won't need anything more than what we have.
Will the vaccines, once they get into the country, will they first and foremost go to the likes of yourselves and other practices before the mass vaccination centre then?
I would imagine it will be, there will be an allotment in that. What will happen is that this online system will be a week ahead, that there will be a certain amount of vaccines that will be ordered online, and then the vaccine will be then delivered to the actual preferred site. So I think the actual distribution of vaccines has not been, I know the actual method of doing that hasn't been formally planned yet, but I would imagine that what will happen is that every general practitioner or pharmacist who wants to have to give vaccines will be given an actual supply. Hopefully the vaccine that we give will be one that can be stored for up to at least a month. So therefore, everybody will have supplies, and therefore people will have choices where they want to go to get vaccines.